It's a beautiful sunny morning, and what better way than to spend it on a nice bike ride. Now my colleague Jeremy, who will be doing the visuals, and I will be trying out the new Round Island route, which recently opened. Now only the eastern half has been completed, but at 75 kilometers long, it's already Singapore's longest recreational connection. Now to make it a little bit more manageable, Jeremy and I had decided to break the trip into two parts, so we'll be doing it over 2 days, meaning that we'll be covering about 35 kilometers each day. Now we're currently at Roars Bay Park at Salida, and the plan is to head towards the other end of the route, which is at Balea Creek at Labrador Park. So, Jeremy, you ready? Let's go. Somewhere between Punggol and Pasir Ris, and some of you guys might actually recognize this bridge. It's one of the more insta-worthy bridges in Singapore. You know, pity there's not much shade here, but it is pretty breezy, so I think we're just gonna have a nice break here before we set off towards Pasir Ris Park again. Getting here wasn't always so easy. But now if you look at here, there's a clear and wide path that brings you in and out of this beautiful scenic spot. Our journey has been a long 2 days and my legs are aching and beyond tired, but looking back it's been a wonderful experience just discovering sites that I never knew existed in Singapore. So I would definitely hope to do this again sometime, just maybe not so soon. Jeremy, what about you? How do you feel?
I'm also glad we did it. I'm just so tired right now and I just can't wait to get back home and get a good night's rest.
That makes two of us. Alright, that's it from us. See ya!